Hi, this is Billy Hollitz with Bites for MSDN, and now we're talking with Richard Campbell, my good friend, regional director, and works in a lot of interesting tech businesses, and co-host .NET Rocks TV. Mm-hmm. What are you spending a little of your time on these days?
Well, I like to say I've harnessed my ADD for the forces of good.
That's right.
I like to work on a lot of different things.
So they have drugs for that, but you're not going to take them because you're channeling it another way.
Yeah, just go somewhere else. Look, shiny. I'll do that. Certainly .NET Rocks is a big part of my life and my work. One way or the other. We do a lot of shows now. I mean, we've just published show 500.
500, yes. Talk to Carl about that.
Yeah, it's a lot of shows. So just planning those, you're always thinking 3-6 months in advance what people are going to care about. And then besides DNR, I also do Run As Radio, which is the IT-oriented show, because I sort of have my head in both spaces.
I didn't know that. Of course, not being in IT, I didn't realize you did that.
Back when I did real work, and once in a while I still do real work. It doesn't happen very often. I largely work on scaling systems, and mostly that means web these days. But
yes,
it used to not mean only web. And so I'm quite fluent on IIS and in SQL Server and just dealing with what does it take to make the systems bigger and make them run well. And that's where Strange Loop came from, was I worked with a group of folks who were all really good at scaling websites. And there was sort of this realization that we were doing the same things over and over again.
Yeah.
There's certain techniques and approaches, and you learn the sort of cases where it makes sense to cache here, it makes sense to reduce payload here, and so forth. And so ultimately what we've done now is built an appliance that sits in front of your web farm and analyzes the traffic and finds ways to make it go faster.
So marry a lot of that developer side with the infrastructure side.
Absolutely.
Which there isn't as much of that as there should be. But that means that, I mean, you span both sides there.
Mm-hmm.
You talk to everybody under the sun on .NET Rocks TV, and you get a look at what's going on.
Constantly.
In the cycle that we've got now, the whole VS 2010 cycle coming up, what do you see as making an impact there that you sort of maybe didn't expect going in that it would?
I mean, Studio 2010 is a pretty awesome version of Studio generally. I'm just so glad to see WPF get some love, to see it really applied internal to Microsoft. I think that's important visually. But for me, the feature that people still haven't gotten, it's been around for a while, it's been around since 2005, is the Database Pro features.
Sure.
So this is really about treating your database schema like it's source code. That, normally, and I've been the DBA, right? I've worn that hat. That's why, I look like this. I'm so tense. Because a DBA's job is scary. The big difference between him and a coder is a coder can just replace code. If you replace the database, you destroy all the data.
Right,
and so a DBA's life is change scripts. It's how do I determine what version I'm currently on in the database, and how do I alter the database to become the next version? And that methodology is just so agonizing because it's totally one way. There's no way to roll back a database change script. It's really painful.
Right. As developers, we tend to brute force a lot of that stuff.
You can just do that.
Yeah.
Because you can take the old code away, put the new code in. Me, if I throw out all the customers, I'm in big trouble.
Yeah.
So what the database edition of Studio has done, and it used to be a separate SKU, but now it's in the premium edition and above, is it lets you just focus on the schema, and it'll write the change scripts for you. You don't even have to think about it.
Which, we lazy developers. Well, we're into that, man.
It's magic. Right?
Yeah.
The idea that now I check in my database schema like I check in source code. It's part of a version. And then there's this set of tools that are part of the deployment that will simply look at the database, figure out the changes, and fly the scripts.
Yeah.
And that's it. So now I can actually roll back.
Yeah.
And in fact, one of the things they've done a really good job of is be very careful with data. So say you add a column. You go forward to version 3, and in version 3 they add a column, and now it's run for a while. They put some data into it, and you go, we got to move back to version 2. When it does that undo script, it won't take the column out.
Oh, really?
It's careful.
Oh, that
it's
is
always cautious with the data.
Because it can just leave it there. It's not really using it.
Exactly.
So,
it will lift the constraints off it. So now that your old version doesn't work with it, the constraints are out of the way, it doesn't harm the data.
I didn't realize it had that much intelligence
built into
it.
And if you don't like that, you can easily alter that behavior. You can add postscripts and say, after you're done, drop that column.
Yeah.
I really don't need it.
Yeah.
So it's really bright.
I absolutely love Visual Studio, but it's so hard to know all of the good stuff like that.
There's too much stuff.
There's so much stuff in it.
And this is the thing that frustrates me with the database thing, is it's always been good. It's getting better. You know, the big thing in 2010 is now they're introducing stuff like support for Oracle. So you can actually, go over to the other side
still
if you want.
Still do all of that schema-based stuff and just have it.
But now do it in Oracle as well. Yeah. So that's pretty cool. But for a long time, we've seen people that just are, how do I deal with this?
Yeah.
Dude, there's a product for that. Didn't you know? There's a product for that.
And no, they didn't know.
Yeah.
Because even some simple features I've noticed that I use in Visual Studio, I'll see people looking over my shoulder going, I didn't know.
How did you do that?
Do that again. or do it in a demo on stage.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Well, thank you, Richard. That has been Bites by MSDN. This is Billy Hollis talking to my good friend Richard Campbell about quite a wide variety of things. Hope that you found something fun to listen to today.